How's that reception, huh?
Man, that's been all day, man. That's been all day, man. We just got a great group of guys here. That's, you know, the main reason why I'm here. You know what I mean? Great people like Fletch and Chris. You know, those guys, they definitely are get you ready to work every day.
They're so – we talked to Fletcher. He's so happy for you. Like,
yeah.
What does that feel like? Your teammates are so happy.
You know, it's a blessing, man. You know, when I made the decision to come here after getting traded or whatever, you know, Fletch was probably the first person to call me. You know what I mean? And he was just congratulating me and letting me know that good things are what was in store for me. So, you know – it's all working out, man. You know, I'm glad to be here with him. You know, just a little while longer.
What does it feel like to know that the organization has that kind of faith in you?
Oh, man, it means a lot, man. Especially coming from a place where, you know, in a sense that there were question marks or anything like that. You know what I mean? So it felt good that Howie believes in me. You know, Mr. Lurie believes in me. I'm definitely going to make them proud of me. You know what I mean? I'm going to make sure they know that they made the right decision.
A little unusual. I mean, you've only played 9 games in the Eagles uniform and already shown them enough to warrant that kind of trust. What do you think you've shown them these 9 games?
I think it's more than just the 9 games, man. You got to think about the days in OTAs, you know, the dog days, you know, the camp days, you know, those type of things. Those kind of go into account as well, you know, and I think I played my butt off throughout the whole process since I've been here. You know, I think I've took well to coaching. You know, I'm humble and, you know, I want to get coached even more. I want to learn even more. And I know that I still have a long ways to go.
Feeling better that you know you're going to be with these guys for a lot longer,
man.
The development that this D-line is
going to be able to do. It's a blessing, man. You know, the guys we have here, you know, just to be able to come in and work with these guys, you know, it's definitely a special group. You know, going out on Sundays, you have no choice but to be productive. Because you know that the guy, you know, beside you is going to do exactly that. So they push me so hard, the same way they feel as if, you know, I made things better for them. You know, I feel the same way as about them.
What about your comfort level with Fletch? How is that
developed over the season? What are you going to do with your signing bonus?
That's my brother, man. You know, Fletch, he's a great guy. You know, he's done nothing but guide me since the day I've got here. There has never been, you know, no jealousy factor or anything like that. You know, he's done anything. I mean, nothing but try to help me, you know, in every aspect, on the field and off the field, so.
Did you have a chance to watch that Cowboys game from yesterday?
No.
Did you have a chance to watch the game?
No, I didn't watch the game. But I'm focused on Dallas right now, though. You know, we got back in. It's time to go and lock in on those guys, big-time division opponent. You know, so I think it's going to be a great matchup for us.
Well,
how much
like
does that drive you, the fact that the Ravens, you know, I mean, you're a 24-year-old guy, and they just decided they didn't want you anymore.
You know, it worked out for everybody, man. You know, it worked out for Big Brandon. You know what I mean? And it worked out for me. I think it was one of those decisions where they just kind of had to pick out of the two, and they knew they couldn't keep everybody. So, you know, I think everybody came out happy.